Italian Wine Podcast. Cin cin with Italian wine people.
Hello and welcome to the Italian Wine Podcast. I'm your host, Monty Walden. In recent years, I've noticed increasing interest in ideas such as organic wines, so-called natural wines, and biodynamic wines. I'll read for you some excerpts from my book, Biodynamic Wine, and follow up with some commentary on the topics covered. For those interested in acquiring the full biodynamic wine text, it's available from my publisher, Infinite Ideas, who right now is offering a discount of 15% through July 31st, 2020. To get the discount, use the code, which is BIO15OFF, at infiniteideas.com. That's BIO, which is a B-I-O, 15 OFF. We're now going to get into some aspects of the biodynamic agriculture method that may seem rather esoteric or even far-fetched for many of our listeners, especially when the word spiritual crops up. Biodynamics has a, quote, spiritual side woven into its worldview, but not spiritual in the sense of organized religion spiritual. The best way to think of the use of the word spiritual in biodynamics is a way of connecting humans with the natural world that surrounds us, and that also includes not just existing wild habitat, but also includes our farmed land, including, of course, vineyards. Think of biodynamic wines as coming from vineyards without fences, and think of the spiritual side of it as farming that lifts the spirits of the crops that are being grown biodynamically, and that lifts the spirits of the farmers growing those crops, and that lifts the spirits of us too when we eat or drink those crops. And the more we eat, the more we have a chance of realizing that our current farming model will render our planet barren, meaning no longer able to give birth to new life, human or otherwise. And that, my friends, means no more wine. Dynamizing or stirring. The underlying principle of the 9 biodynamic preparations, numbered 500 to 508, is that they are physical substances which carry intangible etheric formative forces. For the forces contained in the 3 biodynamic field spray preparations to reach the farm, it is first necessary to dilute them in water and then stir or dynamize them. The same dynamizing process is also used for the only liquid compost preparation, which is the valerian number 507, before this is applied to the compost pile. On one level, the stirring or dynamizing process allows both the forces contained within the preparation as well as those from the wider celestial sphere to reach the land. On a practical level, stirring helps the substances to be thoroughly mixed in the water. The oxygenating effect the stirring has brings a substantial increase of oxygen in the water. This helps microbes present in, for example, the Horn Manure 500 or Maria Thun's barrel compost sprays to multiply rapidly. When stirring a biodynamic preparation in water in a vertical container, a whirlpool effect is created by the wall of water which forms at the center. Rudolf Steiner described this as a crater, but this is now more commonly referred to as a vortex. The vortex should be as deep as possible, going to the bottom of the container. Nicolas Joly reminds us that the latent forces underlying life are often manifested in physical matter in the form of spirals. Think of carving rings on vertical-shaped female cow horns That would probably be the prime biodynamic example. Another might be our universe, a spiral in which our planets constantly swirl. Spirals of water are what form or create the vortex. The container for dynamizing. A common container used by wine growers for stirring is an old barrel with one of the ends removed. In any event, the stirring vessel should be sited in a place which makes use of gravity, both for filling it with water and draining dynamized liquids ready for spraying. In terms of its dimensions, Pierre Masson suggests the dynamizer should be taller than it is wide, and with a rounded out bottom for a better stirring effect. Ideally, every biodynamic farm would be of a size which permitted all tasks to be carried out manually, even stirring. Although Rudolf Steiner acknowledged that for larger farms, mechanization would be necessary. Yet, Steiner was clear which method was preferable, saying, "There's no question that stirring by hand has a quite different significance than mechanical stirring, although, of course, someone with a mechanistic worldview would never admit it." The number of companies supplying stirring machines aimed at the biodynamic market is small, but increasing. Suppliers I'm aware of include Mathieu Boucher in France. His company is called Terre en Devenir. He's based in Montreuil-Belay, which is in the Loire region. He makes dynamizers from wood and also from clay lime, and that's important because it's metal-free. Another one is Gian Zeffirino Montanari of Biomeccanica in Scandiano in Italy, not far from Rome. He produces cleverly designed and mechanically robust copper stirring machines and sprayers framed in stainless steel. The electric motor is insulated and movable, so it can be sited away from the machine when a dynamization is taking place. Unframed alternatives, also from copper, are made by the Swiss Ulrich Schreier of Ecodin. He's based in Bécon-les-Granit, which is in the Maine-et-Loire, which is in the Loire Valley in France. And he's now by far France's leading supplier of copper dynamizers to wine estates. Steve Storch in Watermill, New York State in the USA, he designs, produces barrel-shaped copper stirring machines, which are hydraulically rather than electrically powered. Flowforms. The traditional way of dynamizing using a bucket, tub or tank results in a single central vertical vortex or whirl which forms in the water. At most, around 200 litres can be stirred by hand in this way, whereas for volumes of around 600 litres can be stirred in the largest mechanically powered vertical dynamizers. Much larger quantities of water, up to several thousand litres, can be dynamized by using what are called flow forms. The first flow forms were designed in the early 1970s, when Theodor Schwenk asked John Wilkes, an English potter turned sculptor and graduate of the Royal College of Art, to make a model over which water could flow. A flow form consists of a series of between three and up to a dozen or more small and symmetrical sculpted vessels or basins through which water is channeled. Water flow rates vary between 1,000 litres per hour for a three-basin flow form and up to 2,800 litres per hour for a seven-basin flow form. Each basin has an inlet and an outlet. Water is channeled to cascade and stream through these sculpted forms in a way which replicates certain archetypal forms found in water's movement in its natural state, such as if it were eddying and flowing over pebbles in a stream. The water. The effectiveness of water-based sprays may be improved by bearing in mind some of the following observations as regards water quality. Tap or mains water is deemed unsuitable for biodynamic spray preparations, teas, liquid manures and decoctions. It is too hard, alkaline, and contains added fluoride and chlorine, as well as runoff from nitrate fertilizers, and also pesticide residues from agricultural runoff as well. Although these cannot be removed, chlorine levels can be reduced by aerating the water, either by passing it through a hose with a sprinkler head or splashing it into a container which is left uncovered. Pierre Masson favours water with a slightly acidic pH of between 6 and 6.5 and water with a low mineral content like rainwater. To collect it, let it rain for 20 minutes before placing a recipient container under a roof gutter, because the earliest fraction will be the most polluted and contain mineral impurities which may inhibit the fermentation process for liquid manures. It is also likely to contain accumulated dust and other dirt from the roof itself. The pH of alkaline spring or river water can be lowered, meaning acidified, with cider or wine vinegar, while that from an acidic granite-rich soil can be raised by adding calcium-rich marine merl. That's written M-A-E-R-L. And that is calcified sea algae. When Steiner was asked in the discussion after the fourth lecture of his 1924 agriculture course whether the forces carried by a dynamized liquid would be lost by using a machine that breaks the liquid up into very fine spray, he replied, "Not at all. They are very firmly bound. In general, you don't have to be nearly as afraid that spiritual things will run away from you as you do with material things." Thank you for tuning in to this examination of dynamizing liquid preparations. Join us next week for other sprays and techniques. Until then, I'm your host, Monty Walden, signing off for the Italian Wine Podcast. If you're interested in my book, Biodynamic Wine, my publisher, Infinite Ideas, is currently offering 15% off through July the 31st, 2020, with offer code BIO15OFF.
Listen to the Italian Wine Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We're on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Himalaya FM, and more. Don't forget to subscribe and rate the show. If you enjoy listening, please consider donating through italianwinepodcast.com. Any amount helps cover equipment, production, and publication costs. Until next time, cin cin.